My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A little surprised how much traffic we've gotten with this uniform thing. People are worked up. There is a report in The Athletic that Major League Baseball strongly considering going back to just wearing your normal uniforms at the All-Star game. They will likely have specific All-Star uniforms for Home Run Derby or for the workouts. But there's indication that one league will wear their home uniforms, the other league will wear their road uniforms. I mean, people saw them last night. I got a text from a buddy who said he liked the hat and was going to get it. And the more I start thinking about it, I've only seen one of those hats out in public. I've seen them for sale, but I do recall seeing a guy wear the Seattle version when the All-Star game was in Seattle. It was the year Lorenzen was the All-Star. And maybe if the team was better or they were more popular, I mean, I don't know how popular Lorenzen really was. You'd probably get more people interested in a Scooble or Riley Green sort of, not guys that were rentals, veterans that were signed deep into their careers, but guys who we grew up with a little bit, those might move more so than a Lorenzen All-Star hat. And some of it just has to do with the look, but they're probably not appealing to the audience of the people that have called and complained. Like, that's probably not their demographic. The complaints have come from what are clearly, let's describe them as veteran fans. Feedback coming in. Uniforms weren't bad, kind of cool, I guess. They were going for a 1980s look or something. That's from an unnamed texter. Next text. I must be officially old. I thought those uniforms looked like they should be playing in the same league as the Savannah Bananas. I love the Savannah Bananas. Next text. Can the MLB go back to players wearing their respective home or away jerseys for the All-Star game, please? Those were some of the worst-looking uniforms I can recall. Steven Madison Heights. I personally watched some of the All-Star game. What I didn't like and basically probably would never like is the uniforms they were wearing. Ronnie in Detroit. They should do everyday uniforms with the All-Star game, especially the hats. Yeah, I mean, there could be some sort of hybrid All-Star uniform with the everyday hats. The colors won't always match, but I personally would prefer that as opposed to having the template of a All-Star uniform, a generic All-Star uniform. And I mean, you could tell them when you could see the hats because the logos were there, but that was the only differentiator between teams.
It's just like miking up players, Doug.
Yep.
They're not all going to be gems. Right. You know, I mean, not every All-Star uniform is going to knock it out of the park.
Sure.
My point is, you keep doing it because I think it is fun. I think it does help with the younger generation. The kids like to see the different uniforms. There's definitely a compromise, though. If people don't know what team a player plays for, I get it. Or maybe try to incorporate that a little bit more into it. Yeah. But I don't think you stop doing it. Just like I don't think you stop miking players up. Yep. Just because last night wasn't the greatest with that either.
No, it really wasn't. Okay, so we opened the show talking a little bit about the Lions because training camp opens this coming Saturday with the rookies reporting. And this is we're kind of in unprecedented times. I would argue that this is the most anticipated professional Detroit season of all time. I mean, if you're a hardcore Red Wing fan, you'd probably argue that with me. But I'm thinking across the board, I don't know if there's been the kind of buzz and excitement. And maybe the place that is most telling is the demand for training camp tickets. Now, season ticket holders, did you score your training camp tickets? I can't imagine that the Lions organization has ever got more people that want training camp tickets. I believe tickets are made available to season ticket holders and the public, but season ticket holders have priority. And I suspect that there's probably going to be a secondary market for training camp tickets. I'm not mad at the Lions about this. What are they supposed to do? Tickets are free. They can't accommodate everyone for all the training camp open practices. They did do something at Ford Field, if I recall correctly, to allow for more people to access to the team. But if you scored training camp tickets, I wonder what the line was like, the queue. Remember, we did this on the air one day a couple of years back where we logged on and got in the queue to try and score training camp tickets. But I got to think that it's going to be, it's going to be as much buzz and excitement at those training camp open workouts as we've ever seen.
Well, Doug, you started the show by basically saying this might be the most anticipated yep. season in Detroit sports history that we can remember.
Yep.
And there's going to be demand because of that, right?
Yep.
It sucks because you know what it is, Doug, too, and I hate this. We all hate waiting in lines. I don't care if it's in real life or in virtual lines, right? No one wants to be put in a line or put in a queue. And we talked about when Taylor Swift was here, that fiasco, and there was like a lawsuit or whatever going on with Ticketmaster and that whole thing. People don't like being put in line.
Nope.
For anything.
Nope.
And
Did you get in like it said, that you were going to be waiting 45 minutes or the spinning wheel?
Yeah,
or what?
Yeah. No one likes that. It sucks. It's a game of, I don't even know if it's in line anymore. You feel like it's just a game of chance.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Am I actually in line? Or are the people in front of me or people behind me or am I just in a big group?
Is this just a spinning wheel and I'm never going to get in? Yeah, it's weird when you get in the virtual line. There's something when you're in an actual physical line, you know where you stand. You can see the people directly in front of you. You get to take that little shuffle forward. You could perhaps physically see, depending on how long the line is, you can see where the front of the line is. The virtual line is still a little disconcerting because you're right. You am I actually in line here? And sometimes they tell you the estimated wait is. But training camp tickets, man.
Oh, we're getting some texts now. And
are we?
They allegedly, they tell you where you are in line, but I don't know if anyone believes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure I am.
Uh-huh. Do you think every season ticket holder got accommodated?
No. No way. It's impossible.
They have multiple open practices. If they allow each season ticket holder only to attend one, could they accommodate every season ticket holder? The training camp schedule includes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 open practices between July 27th and August 14th, according to the Lions webpage. And of those 9, 3 are for, as they put it, Lions loyal members only. So I said that's the first one on July 27th, the one on August 2nd, and the one on August 12th. There are 6 open to non-season ticket holders. Anyway, did you get your tickets? Did you get tickets to training camp? And I suspect they are very difficult to get this year. Would you pay? Would you pay to go to training camp?
Some people are going to because you know how this works.
Yep.
There's going to be a secondary market. I'm not sure what value you put at a practice ticket, man. But there will be a secondary market, and for people that didn't want to get in line or couldn't get through, they still want to go see. This is their only chance.
It is free admission, which is doing the fans a solid, but if it's free admission and you don't get a free ticket, it doesn't do you a particular solid.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.